faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, as he approaches a grocery warehouse on a dark, deserted street in Metropolis, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen is unaware that he is walking into an ambush.
Here he comes, Spike. Get ready.
I'm all set, Red.
Wait till he gets right up to us so he can't yell.
Right.
Hold it. Now. Okay, now let him have it. Yeah.
Okay, gang, this is the big day, the day we've all been waiting for. The start of the Superman Hidden Word Contest. First, here are the prizes you can win. There are 250 boxes of Fleer's Double Bubble Gum, the real bubble gum. Each box containing 100 pieces. 250 boxes of Baby Ruth Candy Bars, each box containing 24 bars. 250 one-year subscriptions to the Superman Comic Magazine, 12 issues. 25 genuine and attractive Superman wristwatches made by the New Haven Watch Company. 25 Superman corduroy jackets with Superman insignia attached on leather. And 25 Superman all-wool sweaters with colorful Superman figures woven right in. Both garments made by Irvin Foster. 25 handsome Superman belts made by Pioneer. 25 Superman school bags made by Duratex. 25 entertaining Superman phonograph record albums made by Musette. 25 Superman sweatshirts made by Norwich. And 50 Superman viewer sets, complete with films made by Acme Plastics. That's 1,000 prizes all told, ready and waiting to be shipped to 1,000 lucky winners. Now, here's how you play the Superman Word Contest game. Beginning today and continuing next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there will be a hidden word in each of the five Superman programs. That's five hidden words in 5 days, which altogether make a quotation from the Declaration of Independence. All you have to do is find all of the five hidden words. And that'll be easy, because we're going to give you plenty of clues and then send them in with a short note telling us what you think the quotation means. That's all there is to it. Nothing else, no money, no box tops. So you see, it's easy to be one of the 1,000 winners of the grand prizes I told you about. Now, the hidden word for today will be found near the end of the program, together with the rules of the contest. So don't go away. Be sure to listen carefully.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Believing she was responsible for the disappearance and possible death of a young refugee boy named Tony Amato, girl reporter Lois Lane told Clark Kent and editor Perry White that Tony had been trying for 2 weeks to see her. But, she said, she had been too busy to see the boy. And then, early that morning, Tony's cap and jacket had been found by police at the top of a deep pit in the hills known as Canyon Gorge. After questioning Tony's uncle and then his employer, the head of a large wholesale grocery, Kent told Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen he believed that Tony's interest in the food parcels destined for the hungry children of Europe was somehow responsible for Tony's disappearance. Then Kent left to see Police Inspector Henderson, and Jimmy was approached by the watchman for the grocery company, who said he knew what had happened to Tony, and then led the young reporter into an ambush. As we continue now, once more in his guise of mild-mannered, bespectacled Clark Kent, Superman is entering the almost deserted city room of the Daily Planet, where he meets Beanie Martin, the copy boy.
Oh, Beanie, what are you doing here so late?
I've been waiting for Jim Olsen, Mr. Kent. He's taking me over to his house for supper.
You mean Jim hasn't come back yet?
Uh-uh. I wish he'd hurry. Boy, am I hungry.
That's strange. He was coming here directly from the warehouse where I left him.
What warehouse?
Brigham's Wholesale Grocery. We left there at 6 o'clock, and Jim was to come back here to wait for me.
Oh, Holy smokes, it's 7:30.
Yeah.
You suppose something's happened to him?
Yes, I hope not. Oh, wait, he might have decided to stop off at Lois's house and tell her what we found out. She's worried sick about Tony Amato, you know. I'll give her a ring.
We got a story on the news wires about Tony just a little while ago. The police haven't found out what happened to him yet.
Oh, I know.
What I can't figure out is, what is Cap'n Jacket we're doing up there at Canyon Gorge?
Just a minute, B. Hello, Lois. This is Clark. Listen, Well, right now I'm looking for Jim. Yes, does he happen to be at your place? Well, have you heard from him since we left you this afternoon? Gee, that's odd.
Is Jim there, Mr. Kent?
No, he's not being. Well, he was supposed to meet me here at the office, but... Oh, no, no, nothing to get alarmed about. He must have been delayed someplace. Oh. Well, I'll call you later, Lois. Sure. Right, so long.
Jim isn't at Miss Lane's place, huh?
No, I don't understand this. I think we'd better...
Maybe that's him now. I'll take
it. No, I've got it. Hello, Clark Kent speaking.
Is it Jim?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Olson. I was just going to call you. Tell me, is Jim...
Is he at home?
Quiet, Beanie, please. Yes, I know Jim was bringing Beanie home for dinner, but did you hear from him in the last hour or so?
He ain't home either, huh?
No. Well, he ought to be in any minute now. Yeah, sure. I'll tell him to hurry home. Right. Good night, Mrs. Olson.
Listen, Mr. Kent. Do you suppose Jim might have gone over to City Hall to see Mr. White?
No, I stopped off there just before I came here.
Well, golly, you think...
I'm going to hop over to the grocery warehouse where I left him, Beanie. If he should show up while I'm gone, tell him to wait here for me, will you? I'll be back soon.
Okay, Mr. Kent. Gosh, I hope you find him.
And if his mother calls again, don't worry her.
No, I won't.
Let's see. I guess I can change here in Lois's office. Now, out of these clothes. Can't imagine what happened to Jim, but I'll soon find out.
As Superman. There we are, all set. Now, up with this window. Now, out to that warehouse. Up and away! There's the grocery warehouse down there. No sign of Jim, though, or of anybody else. Wonder what happened to the boy. Wait a minute. Just inside the door of the warehouse, what... Somebody's lying on the floor. Down to him. Down! I think this door's unlocked. Yes, it is. Now, let's see. Well, that isn't Jim, thank heaven. Oh, this poor chap's been stabbed. He's hardly breathing. I don't know if I dare move him. Easy, old chap, easy. I'll get a doctor.
No. No use.
Don't try to talk now. I'll be back in a moment with a doctor.
No. Don't go.
But
I'm done for. I know. Tell Olson.
Did you say Olson?
Yeah. Reporter kid.
What about him?
I told him, come back as soon as warehouse closed.
What for?
Tell him about Tony Amato.
Tony Amato?
Yeah. Tell Olson.
Somebody took Tony away, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Monk.
Try to tell me.
Monk.
Monk? What's the rest of his name? Monk what?
Monk.
Uh-oh, he passed out. But he's still breathing. I just have to take the chance and carry him to a hospital, I guess. Up with him. Easy. There. Up and away!
Fellow doctor?
No change yet, Mr. Kent. We're giving him another transfusion soon.
Oh, I see. Well, what would you say his chances are?
Well, he has a chance.
Good.
But frankly, it's a pretty slim one.
Oh?
He lost a great deal of blood.
Oh, golly, look, doctor, you've got to pull him through.
We're doing everything possible, Mr. Kent.
Oh, I'm sure you are, but you see, not only this poor chap's life is at stake, the lives of two boys, Tony Amato and Jim Olson, depend on him. Only he can tell us where those boys are.
I see. Well,
I wanted to ask you, if he regains consciousness, may I question him again?
Yes, of course, Mr. Kent.
Thank you.
I've got to get back to him now. But I'll call you the first moment there's any change.
Thanks, Doctor. I'll be waiting right here.
Anxious Nervously, Clark Kent paces the hospital corridor as the doctor returns to his patient. Will the gravely wounded watchman recover, or even regain consciousness for long enough to complete the vital message he started to give Superman? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
All right, now, get ready for the first hidden word in the Superman contest. Be on the lookout for a word of three letters beginning with the letter A, which means everything or everybody. Got that? A three-letter word meaning everything or everybody. And now here's Superman himself to give you a message in which he will use the hidden word three times. Listen carefully. Okay, Superman.
I want to wish all of our listeners good luck in the Superman contest. The prizes are all worth competing for, and I'm sure all of you will do your best to win.
Did you find the hidden word? It was a three-letter word beginning with the letter A and was repeated three times. Well, just in case you missed it, and to get you all off to a good start, we'll repeat Superman's message and then give you the first hidden word. Superman said,
I want to wish all our listeners good luck in the Superman contest. The prizes are all worth competing for, and I'm sure all of you will do your best to win.
Got it? The word beginning with A, repeated three times, was all. See how easy it is. Well, mark it down now so you won't forget it, because it's the first word of the five-word quotation. We'll have the second word for you in Monday's program. Now, here are a few simple rules. To win a prize, you must find all five words, which altogether make up a quotation from the Declaration of Independence. At the end of 5 days, when you have all five hidden words, send the quotation to us, together with a short note telling us what that quotation means to you. Prizes will be awarded to all who send in the correct quotation and the best and most sincere letters on what it means. The decisions of the judges will be final, and duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. Anyone may enter the contest except employees of Superman or the Mutual Network, and no box top or entry fee is required. Also, you may ask anyone to help you. We'll tell you where to send your entries at the end of the contest next Thursday. Meanwhile, be sure to listen on Monday and every day after that for the other four hidden words. Good luck to all of you.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. In the corridor of Metropolis Hospital, Clark Kent steps forward eagerly as a room door opens and Dr. Harrison steps out.
Well, Doctor, has there been any change yet?
Yes. I have bad news for you, Mr. Kent.
You mean...
Will Johnson, the watchman, is dead.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kent. We did all we could, but we couldn't save him.
Oh, the poor chap, but... Now, how am I going to find Jim Olsen and Tony Amato? How?
His fists clenched desperately, feeling more helpless than he ever has before. Clark Kent, who is Superman, realizes that the one man who could have told him where Jimmy Olsen and Tony Amato are is dead. Superman has only one thin clue, a name that may begin with M-O-N-K, Monk. Or is that a name? What was the watchman trying to tell him? And where is Jimmy Olsen, whom we last saw being ambushed by two men at the warehouse? And what of young Tony Amato, who has disappeared so mysteriously? Superman has very little to go on, but he makes the most of it when he brings all his great powers into play Monday in a desperate search for Jimmy and Tony, the little refugee boy, and an all-out effort to discover the strange secret of their disappearance. There are thrills, mystery, and high excitement ahead, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen Monday, same time, same station, to Chapter 6 of Hunger Incorporated on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.